What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Once She Goes Black, Never Take Her Back. So, as you guys know, I live in a small town, USA, where I live at. It's predominantly a white middle class area, and and every now and then, you know, we get people from Percent Lousy. It's called Percent Lucy, but we call it Percent Lousy for a reason, and it's because it has a lot of Dusties. For those of you who don't know, Dusties, aka Dirty Dick Rodney, like Ron Mills would call them, or what Donovan Sharp would refer to as niggas, are black guys who are tall, lanky. They're not Tyrones by any means, but they are but they are the type of white guys who are pretty much, they're dirty. They look dirty, they act dirty, you know, they're always smoking weed. You can actually get high by just passing by them, you can actually get high. That's what a Dusty is. And these people, they live off of welfare, so they have nothing to do but to, like, chase after white girls and smoke weed all day. So, I went to a Wawa gas station in Percent Lousy, aka Percent Lucy. And for those of you guys who don't know, Wawa is like a major gas station. They are open 24/7. They got food, they got drinks. I hear that the food at Wawa is actually pretty damn good. I never tried it, but I go there usually for my coffee. So I went to the Wawa, like I said, in Percent Lousy a couple hours ago, and I walk in there to the coffee station, and there's this tall, beautiful white girl. She's probably like 5'8", I would say 5'7", 5'8". Beautiful white girl, skinny, young, I'd probably say early 20s. And there was this Dusty who was hanging on to her. His pants are down. And this is right there in the middle of the store, guys. You know, this isn't like out in behind the dumpster. This is right there in the middle of the store. So she's at the coffee station, you know, getting her coffee, you know, with the touch screen machine, shit like that. You know, so she's there pressing the buttons. And this Dusty, he got his arms around her, you know, his pants are pulled down, you know, his dick is right there in her ass, you know, he has one hand grabbing her pussy from underneath the skirt, another hand, he's like groping her breasts, and again, guys, this is all taking place right there in the middle of the gas station. Now, this girl, you know, she's just standing there acting as if nothing is going on. It's like, girl, there's a black guy grabbing your pussy and breasts in the middle of public and you're doing nothing about it. In fact, you're actually prolonging it, okay? You know, I went there, I did my coffee, you know, 4 or 5 minutes later, I still pass by them. The guy still has one hand on her breast, another hand on up her skirt playing with her pussy, you know. Then I went to the pub. As you guys know, I go to a pub. It's actually close by. In fact, I just came out of the pub and I went fishing a little bit. You know, I didn't catch anything. I'm going home now because I spent like 2 hours trying to catch fish. I didn't. I tried to catch a redfish, snook. Today I was fishing with a blue crab that I caught with the net. I got like a couple of bites on it. In fact, I actually tussled with this one fish, but it ended up spitting out the crab, which is fine. I'll just take the crab home, put it in the freezer, and tomorrow, God willing, I'll go during the day. Maybe I'd have better luck fishing with a crab during the day. That way, you know, the fish see it better, I guess. But the point here I'm trying to tell you guys, going back to the pub, you know, the pub is here in small town USA, it's actually coming right up, you know. In fact, if you guys hang a left by the train station, that's where the pub is, you know. So anyway, the pub is like, you know, I can actually throw a stone from here and I'd hit the pub. In fact, I'll show you, you know. The pub is actually down there, you know. You can actually throw a stone and hit the pub from here. Anyway, so I go to the pub. It's a dive bar. So as you guys know, a dive bar is like where the locals go to. You know, it's a nice pub. You know, they got the air conditioner on. They got good music. They got fast internet. You know, I don't get the non-alcoholic beer anymore. I just give them $5 cash and they just give me like fucking Diet Coke. And, you know, I'm happy. They're happy. So we all live happily ever after, I guess. So anyways, so I go and I work on a MGTOW TV like I normally do. And there's this tall white girl. Not the same white girl that was at Wawa in Percent Lousy earlier today. Another tall white girl, brunette. Like, she was probably like 5'10", 5'11". You know, I'd say she's probably like 5'10". But she was hot. She was young. And she was playing darts with these Dusties. And again, Dusties are usually black guys. And just off the bad guys, there's nothing wrong with a white girl wanting to be with a black guy. But the problem we have nowadays is that white girls are going specifically after Dusties, a.k.a. Dirty Dick Rodney, a.k.a. niggas, as Donovan Sharp would call them. So she's playing like darts with like three or four of them. So you got like fucking four or five guys around this hot white girl. And at the end of the night, like 1:40, 1:45, they kick us all out of the bar. And I don't park outside. The bar has a parking lot, but I don't park in the parking lot because, you know, there's tons of drunk people out there, stupid people. You know, somebody might back into your car, or some retard might put their glass of beer on your car, or some dumb shit like that. So I actually parallel park down the street. In fact, the street that I pointed the camera at a couple of minutes ago, that's where I parallel park. I parallel park down that street a little bit away from the bar. That way I don't have to worry about some rando running into my car or doing some dumb people shit. So anyways, I get to my car. There's a car in front of my car, you know. So I get into my car. I start up the engine. Now my car has auto lights, meaning that when you start up the car and it's dark, the lights automatically come on. So when the lights came on, who do I see in the car in front of me? The hot white girl who was playing darts with the black guys a couple of minutes ago at the pub. And guess what, guys? She was on her knees, passenger door open, and she was sucking the dick of some black dude. It's like, bitch, are you for real? You are on your motherfucking knees sucking some black dude's cock on fucking public property. You are literally in the middle of the street. My headlights are fucking exposing everything you're doing. And, you know, this bitch didn't even act like anything, you know. She was sucking cock like, hey, man, no. She was sucking cock like it was nobody's business, man. And I pass by her car, and there's like fucking three black guys in the back of the car. And then when I pass them by, I look in my mirror, and one guy gets out of the back seat, and he goes into the passenger seat. So this bitch is like sucking the cock of like three or four black guys at one time. And I'm like, wow. The degeneracy of these women nowadays. It's like, bitch, you don't even know who these guys are. You just hooked up with them an hour and a half ago. And now you're sucking their cock. You're not sucking the cock of like one guy. You're sucking the cock of like four black dudes in the middle of the motherfucking street. Do you have no shame? And again, guys, I have nothing. You know, it's not the Dusty's fault. I've said it in the past video. I'm going to say it again. You know, we should thank the Dusties for taking these degenerate white women, for exposing them. Now, a lot of people out there, they say, once a woman goes black, she can't go back because no white guy would want to be with her because black guys, you know, they got that big black cock. But the reality of the matter, guys, it has nothing to do with black men having black, big black cocks. It's because a woman is a fucking degenerate, okay? When you are in the fucking middle of a fucking gas station with some thug fucking groping your breast and like caressing your pussy, you got issues, okay? When you're sucking the cock of four or five different black dudes in the fucking car in the middle of a public street with some randos, headlights fucking exposing you, you got motherfucking issues, you know? The problem is a lot of these white girls, you know, we call them mud sharks, okay? The problem is a lot of these mud shark guys is that these mud sharks, they got mental issues. You know, they're insecure, okay? You know, this white girl who was getting groped in the middle of Wawa, the gas station, you know? This was her way of telling people, oh, look, look at me. Look, somebody actually likes me. Look, 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 he's groping my breast and he's fucking fingering my pussy in public. This is how much he loves me. And then when you see like a white girl, you know, sucking like their cock in the car, fucking in the middle of the fucking street like a fucking animal, you know, this is her way of saying, hey guys, look at all these guys who want me to suck their cock. Aren't I valuable? You know? See, this is the problem with mud sharks, is that mud sharks are insecure, okay? They never had a father to love them, so they have to go seek validation from, like, the lowest of the low. You see, guys, nobody in this world loves to clap those cheeks and bunker bust that vag more than me, Amr Metwali. But I'm not gonna fucking have sex in the middle of the fucking street like a donkey, you know? Islam tells us when this day comes, when end of the world comes, you know, end of time, not the end of the world, like the world is gonna come down crashing, but like the end of history, like end of days, Islam tells us that people will be having sex like donkeys in the middle of the street. I don't know about you guys, but there is no fucking way I'm gonna let some fucking sharmuta suck my dick in the middle of the fucking street, you know? I'm not gonna be in the middle of a fucking store, you know, groping old girl's titties and then, you know, putting my hand up her skirt, you know, fucking grabbing her pussy, man. And that's not something that I plan on ever doing, you know? But the Dusties, they do that, man. And, you know, the thing about the Dusties, and TFM is right, guys, you know. TFM said the problem with the black community here in America is welfare. Now, I don't know about you guys, but Biden doesn't pay my bills. I actually have to do something called work, okay? But these black people, you know, Biden pays their bills, they're on welfare, so they can spend all the time in the world wearing down white women, you know? Have you guys seen that video I uploaded like a video or two ago of the grizzly bear like chasing after a caribou and then finally it wears down the caribou and it kills the caribou and obviously eats it? That's how Dusties are. Because again, Dusties, all they do is smoke weed. They live with their mama. You know, they might work at fucking Popeye's so they can afford fucking gold chain necklaces and Air Jordans, but for the vast majority of their income, you know, they get money from the government via welfare, so they can spend, you know, hours on end, you know, trying to get some white girl to suck their cock in the back of a car. Now, you look at this Dusty, okay? Now, me and this Dusty, we both spent about an hour and a half at the pub before we left, okay? In that hour and a half, what did the Dusty accomplish, okay? He got some white chick to suck his cock in the middle of the street, okay? I, Amar Metwali, on the other hand, in that hour and a half, you guys now have the ability to clone and mirror your Odyssey channel on MGTOW TV. For example, Colton, right? You know Colton, the video content creator? He's not on YouTube anymore. He's exclusively on Odyssey. And I am able to clone and mirror his Odyssey channel. Well, guess what? Now, you guys, as long as you're a pro member, which is only $10 a month, you can clone your Odyssey. You can clone your entire Odyssey channel and mirror it over to MGTOW.tv, okay? So let me ask you this question. Who provided humanity a better value in that hour and a half? The black dude who got his dick sucked by some white girl in the middle of the street, or Amar Metwali, who now allows great content creators like Colton to clone and mirror his entire Odyssey channel onto MGTOW TV, okay? See, you and I, guys, we gotta make money, okay? Look, with the exception of the STEMI checks, you know, the stimulus checks, I never got money from the government, okay? You know, I didn't even get any money for Scamarona, whatever the fuck they called it, you know, where the government was giving you like fucking $600 a week. I never got anything from the US government outside of the STEMI checks, okay? Now, if you're a man, you have any sort of dignity, integrity, honor, you're not gonna go with a handout to the government saying, please, government, give me money. But black people, they have no problem doing so because they believe, you know, because the white man enslaved them, that it's the right of black people to get welfare. And you know what's really sad, guys? What's really sad is that a lot of these mud sharks, they try to trap black people by getting pregnant from a black dude. It's like, bitch, this guy is just gonna go out there, find another fucking low-value white chick and do the same thing with her. Ain't nothing special about your pussy, especially when every black dude in Percent Lousy got a taste of your pussy, bitch. And, you know, what's really sad is that these women end up going on welfare themselves because, look, you know, when you fucking get pregnant by a Dusty, he's already on welfare. I mean, I don't think you can get child support off of someone who's already on welfare. I mean, if the guy ain't working, or if he's like working a minimum wage job, you know, making a couple of $100 a week, which is enough to buy Air Jordans and a gold chain necklace, there's really not much money that white woman can make off of child support when it comes to Dusties, you know. I think it was Better Bachelor who did a Tinder review of this white girl who by the age of 20, she had like 6 kids. She has no idea who the fathers are. And she's on Tinder and she says, I'm sick and tired of playing games. I want a real man to wife me up and take care of my kids. I mean, this is how sad and pathetic the lives of mud sharks end up when they go down that, you know, when they go down that route of going exclusively with black guys. And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. If a white girl is genuinely attracted to a decent black man, hey, by all means, go for it. But the problem we have is that we have these insecure, low quality, mentally ill white women who go after black guys because no white guy is gonna... Listen, I never saw a white guy fucking grope a woman in the middle of Wawa, okay? And as you guys know, I, Amar Metwali, I did food delivery for DoorDash, Grubhub in the past. You know, I did food delivery all over America, and never in my life have I seen any race outside of fucking the black race. I never saw any race outside of the black race actually grope women in the middle of the fucking street like black people do. So to a low value insecure white woman, she's gonna go after the black dude because to her, you see, this just goes to show you how fucked up insecure women are. To her, hey, look, there's a guy who's grabbing my breast and fucking fondling my pussy in public. He must really love me. It's like, nah, bitch, you're fucking easy. That's the damn problem. So, you know, this is video for you guys out there to understand. Once a woman goes black, never ever take her back. Even Donovan Sharp himself says, if I find out that a white girl exclusively fucks niggas, I don't fuck with her, okay? Because she has mental issues, guys. So, if you guys find out that the girl that wants to fuck with you, like, goes out to, like, black guys, you know, other than smash and dash, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, don't do anything with her. And something else you guys have to understand about these women out there, a lot of these women, they have unprotected sex. Again, this white girl who was sucking off, like, 4 or 5 guys back in the pub a couple hours ago, you know, how many STDs does she have? Guys, at this point, I, Amar Metwali, I'm not worried about Me Too as much as I am worried about STDs when it comes to women. Guys, there are sexually transmitted diseases out there that there is no cure or treatment for. You know, there's like super gonorrhea, some dumb shit like that out there, okay? You know, a lot of these... A lot of women out here in the West, man, they are very, very dirty because all they sleep with is dirty, dirty people. So, of course, they're gonna have all sorts of STDs. You know, the more I get to know about... Oh, God. Ugh. Yeah, there we go. The more I, Amar Metwali, get to know about women, the more disgusted I become. It's like, you know, when you go into a pub and you see like a tall, beautiful white girl, it's like, oh, okay, that, okay, you know, you kind of like, oh, that's good. It's like, oh, she's cute. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good. But then when you fucking see her on her fucking knees, outside a car, sucking off like 4 or 5, you know, 3 or 4 black dudes, it's like, wow, you just went from like a fucking 8 or a 9 down to like a negative, okay? Because, and the reason why I say negative is because guys are gonna run away from you, okay? This is why, you know, decent white guys, they don't fuck with mud sharks, okay? They run away from mud sharks, and it's a legitimate reason, you know? And again, guys, the problem is not with niggas, it's not with Dirty Dick Rodney, it's not with Dusties, you know? And again, I thank these people for exposing and taking these low-quality white women, but this just goes to show you guys the number of low-quality women out there in the dating market. You know, I know a lot of guys out there, especially incels, they want female validation. It's like, look, dude, you want validation from some girl who's on her fucking knees in the middle of the fucking street sucking some rando's cock in the passenger seat of a car? Is that it? Is that the validation that your entire life revolves around? You know, guys, I hate to say this, but you're better off with a fucking prostitute in 2022 than you are with a typical woman. I mean, think about it. First of all, a couple of things we have to think about. I mean, for me, Amar Mitwali, is it better for me to spend an hour and a half working on MGTOW TV or trying to get some white girl like fucking drunk so she can suck my cock? You know, of course, it's better for me to be on MGTOW TV than it is trying to get some girl to suck my cock. So time is very valuable for me, guys, you know, and for you guys as well. Time is one thing that you'll never get back, you know. You know, I lost money on my Egyptian cousin who, as you all know, he closed down my restaurant, sold everything when I came back to America from Egypt, and I lost like $20,000, you know. I made that money back, thank God, but the time is one thing that you guys will never ever get back. So this is why all the time you have should go into something productive, okay? Fucking groping some white girl in the middle of the gas station, that's not productive, okay? So it's better for you and me to, like, go to a pro and be like, hey, how much? $50 an hour? Cool. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and get the fuck out, okay? That's number one. Number two, prostitutes are a lot cleaner than your typical fifi. Let me say that one more time. Prostitutes are a lot cleaner than your typical woman nowadays. I mean, look, ain't no fucking prostitute gonna suck off dusties, okay? Because, you know, even prostitutes have a standard, okay? Just because she fucks for money doesn't mean she's gonna fuck a fucking dusty, okay? But these mud sharks, these low quality women out there, they don't give a fuck, guys. They'll suck off anybody just so they can get the validation of saying, oh, look at, I got a carload of guys who want me to suck their cock because I'm fucking superhead, you know? There are women out there who actually take pride in having a train run on them. For those of you guys don't know, for a girl to have a train run on her, it's pretty much when a girl spreads her legs open and like multiple guys stick their dick inside of her. A lot of women out there, guys, they actually take pride in that shit, and their mentality is, look at all these guys out there who desire me, you know. Women, because they're intellectually deficient, that's what Islam tells us, you know. Islam tells us women are intellectually deficient. So, women, they're not smart enough to, they cannot distinguish a guy sticking their dick in her pussy from a guy who genuinely desires her, okay? To a woman, if a guy is like fucking me or groping my pussy, he must love me. It's like, no, bitch. You're just a piece of meat for him. But again, see, this is why in religion, guys, women are not allowed to leave the house. And if they left the house, they have to have a male chaperone with them. Guys, everything a woman does on her own is wrong and bad. Let me say that one more time. Everything a woman does on her own is wrong and bad. So, in conclusion, guys, when it comes to the modern woman out there, man, the more you get to know women, the more disgusted you are. I mean, honestly, think about it. You know, let's say this Sharmuta was sucking off 4 or 5 black dudes, and then she goes home to you. You're her beta male boyfriend, you know. Imagine kissing her on the lips. It's like, do you guys know that most prostitutes don't kiss on the lips? Let me say that one more time. Most prostitutes, they don't kiss on the lips, and they want you to wear a condom. So this just goes to show you guys, prostitutes are cleaner than your typical woman. And you know, there's really nothing more saddening than when you see a white woman going black. But again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. Ain't nothing wrong with a black woman genuinely wanting to be with a decent black dude. It's the fact that she goes out with fucking scumbags who are willing to fucking grope her and fuck her in the middle of the street like fucking donkeys, you know. That's a real problem. So, you know, guys, things are only gonna get worse, you know. A lot of you guys out there, if you want to have a family, you want to settle down, you know, throw that shit in the garbage can. In fact, you know, one of our family friends, he has a son who's a little bit older than me. I'm like 41. He's like 43, I think. And he told me that his son, he's not married. His son is not married. Good for him. He told me that his son went to Medellin in Colombia and he had the time of his life. So this is what you guys out there need to understand, man. You really are better off with prostitutes nowadays than you are with the typical woman. Because, again, you have no idea what her body count is. You have no idea what her hygiene is. You have no idea who she just sucked his dick or fucked 4.5 minutes ago before you came along. So, it's crazy, man, but this is the world we live in, guys, you know. This is the world we live in where you're actually, you know, things are upside down, side to side, left is right, right is left, up is down, down is up, you know. Fucking people, you know, Satanists are actually more conscious of God than so-called religious people, okay? Prostitutes are actually more honorable and cleaner than so-called good women. This is the world we live in today, guys. And it's only going to get worse. You know, I know there's a lot of people coming into the manosphere who give you, like, false hope. You know, they give you copium, hopium, you know, telling you everything is gonna be great. Yeah, everything is gonna be great for them because they're grifting off of you and making money. But the reality of the matter, guys, is that things will only get worse. Women will only get worse, you know. A lot of women out there, they go into the YouTube comment section. I see it all the time. They say, oh, I'm a good woman. I want a good man. Fuck you, bitch. You know, this is how women are, guys. Woman virtue signal all the fucking time, okay? You know, one of the things I liked in Romania is that woman will tell you flat out, I'm a prostitute. Pay me. As you guys know, I didn't pay to play in Romania. I almost did it on my last day, and I'm gonna make a video telling you why I didn't pay to play. But I drove cab in LA, man. I drove cab before Tinder was a thing, before Uber was a thing. And I am telling you, as a cab driver from 10 plus years ago, prostitutes are more respectable than non-prostitutes. That's just the, you know, and that was 10 years ago. And it only got worse, guys. You know, things got worse with women. You know, 10 years ago, having a woman who had like a fucking 6 kids by the time she's fucking 20, you know, 100 body count, by the, and she's still not legal, that was unheard of 10 years ago. Today, it's a fucking norm, man. You know, there are women out there, they're not fucking 18 yet, and they already have a body count of over 100. And not only that, these women are actually, proactively, they're actually bragging about this, and this, and they're saying this is empowerment. This is what feminism, you know, to a lot of women, to them, feminism was about woman having high body count. The average female, she doesn't care about voting. She doesn't care about careers. What she really cares about is having a high body count, and it's totally okay. That's where we are in 2022, and it's only gonna get worse. So all of you guys out there who want a good wife, you want children, you want to have a woman who loves you, throw that shit out of your brain. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.